Robinhood Radio presents Do the Right Thing
with Karen Grigsby Bates, Los Angeles-based correspondent for NPR News. Karen also was a news reporter for People magazine, a contributing columnist on the op-ed pages for the Los Angeles Times for 10 years. Karen's work has also appeared in Time, The New York Times, The Washington Post, Essence, and Vogue.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and fly right.
It's Karen Grigsby Bates, Do the Right Thing. Hi, Karen.
Hey, Jill. How are you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm getting a gift for, it's Maddie's birthday.
So. We're in chipping in hell, aren't we?
People, am I allowed to say this? It's your show. I can say it. You can't. People are interesting when it comes to that topic. I mean, my experience is typically I've got people who will just say, I'll do it all, or, I'll get back with you.
$10 is kind of expensive, don't you think? I just finished talking to somebody who wanted to send a meal to some friends who've had a family emergency, and I said that's a good idea. I'd like to do that. Let me know, and I'll chip in. And so I got a note this morning saying, okay, so it's going to be about $40 per person. So I think it's $800 total.
Sorry?
I said, what? So now I find myself chipping in lots more money than I thought I was going to.
Right.
But because I committed to chipping in, I feel like, okay, this is what you said you would do, and we didn't get specific, and so we will chip in. I think, to a certain degree, the onus was on me to ask what the parameters were, or to say, I can send you $50, or I can send you X number of dollars, as opposed to, okay, just let me know how much it is,
and I'm there. I have a story, and this just happened. Someone was charged with getting gifts for a few people who had been inordinately helpful in a situation. She asked how much she should spend. She couldn't find the relevant people, so she asked her husband, who said, oh, they schlepped to New York. They did all this, that, probably $150 apiece. And that was within the parameters that would be acceptable for the amount of labor that was laid out. That's no $800
sure.
bucks, but it's, sorry, that isn't any $800, but anyway,
yeah.
When the person who was not able to be reached, who the favor had been done for, was informed, her response was, that's way too much money.
Okay.
Right.
And in those cases, when the people who should be chipping in object to chipping in, if there's like five of you and you're all tossing in $100 or whatever, then you just kind of have to sigh and eat it. But it does make relationships tense. It does put dents in friendships. I remember getting an invitation to a dinner here in Los Angeles at a restaurant, and the note was very specific. It said, look, our guest is coming from out of town. A whole bunch of people want to see her. She's only here for a day and a half. And so I think having people to dinner is a good way to let everybody visit with her a little bit, but not run her all over town. She's going to miss people otherwise, and people actually want to see her. So what we're going to do is, I'm letting you know ahead of time, it's a no-host dinner. We will also pay for her dinner. There's, a dozen of us, so that should not be a big deal. And, it'll be a couple of extra dollars on your tab, but you're responsible for your dinner. We're dividing it equally. We go to dinner, everybody has dinner, drinks, it wasn't outrageous. We had a good time, we got to visit with our friend. And then when the bill came and they started handing it around, and most people were paying in cash because they figured, well, that's the easiest thing to do for the waiter, and including the tip, the person to the left of me said, put down like, $8 or something. Everybody else was putting down $25. And I said, I think you... you forgot to include the rest of your money. And she said, no, I didn't. I had a bowl of soup. I did not have drinks like the rest of you all. And I had a little salad. And that's what I'm paying. So my husband, who was mortified and furious, forked out the rest of the money for her and passed it along. And as we left, he said, we are never going to lunch with that woman again, ever. She doesn't know how to act. And I said, well, you know, people do have different philosophies about this, but the time to express that philosophy is not at the end of the dinner, but before you accept the invitation. And if you can't come to terms with what the invitation is, then skip it. Say, maybe I'll, you know, you 12 saw her for lunch. I'll meet her for coffee before she leaves for the airport. And then you're only out $250.
That triggered a memory, actually, you know, quoting your husband, yet another memory, a buried memory. And I don't exactly have the parameters, but it was a group of people that had gotten together after, I don't know, some sort of award presentation or whatnot. And once again, everybody's credit cards went in the middle of the table or something. And there was one person who was like, well, I'm not paying that.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never quite understood how the person who thinks that could think that. So I've never really been able to wrap my head around that.
It's as much the last minuteness of it, because then people have to scramble to cover for the person who's refusing to pay. If you knew ahead of time, you know, she says she'll come, but she's only going to pay for what she eats, then we could say, well, we're not doing it that way, and we don't normally do it that way, so we're sorry we won't be seeing you, but, you know, maybe you can see her another time, or, you know, you guys can figure something out. That's different, I think, from having consumed the communal meal, saying, well, I didn't eat as much as you guys, or I didn't have a drink or whatever, and so I'm not going to pay for it, which, you know, if it's a, this was before, you know, people were splitting credit cards, it just puts people in an odd position.
Right. And I don't know that you'd ever want to put anybody in an odd position. That's the thing.
Well, apparently some people don't mind.
I understand. It seems easy enough to, you've gone out to a dinner where if you're taking someone out, you try and make the arrangement at the beginning. Here's what I'm trying and failing to say. Look, if you are unable to participate at the level that everybody else is, most people are going to know that. And all you, it's like a quick word in the ear of a friend and it's done. It's not, it's sort of like people who have to be special by ordering, you know, once it comes around to their turn, okay, and I want this, but no, I can't have any seeds, and then I can't have any, and, you know, I'm on a special diet, you know, and you have to sit through.
I want the paella with no shrimp.
Right.
No,
and you have an 8-minute, no, and you know I have chicken. an autoimmune disease, and I'm sorry it's so inconvenient, but did you say that the shrimp, which I'm allergic to anyway, was... By the way, this is pulled from, this is a tale, like an actual true tale. And I just don't know whether to smile sickly or just strangle them or bang my head on the table. Because it's, you know, this should have been dealt with beforehand. Order water and be quiet.
Well, it's not like everybody's walking down the street and all of a sudden it's like, hey, let's all go to dinner together. It's, you know, they had to find a restaurant that would take a large group, call people, get RSVPs, all of that stuff. And so if you didn't want to be bothered or if you disagreed with splitting the tab equally, then, you know, that's what it is. Wow. So, and it's not just food, you know, it's also if you decide to send flowers, you know, to somebody because it's their birthday or a funeral, or if you decide, I don't know, if you decide to send a meal to a shut-in, if you say it's mom and dad's 40th anniversary. They wanted to see Hamilton. I found the tickets. Let's send them. And everybody agrees. Then the time to tell your big brother, yeah, but I only thought I would have to kick in $100, is not after he's paid for the $300 per ticket. It's before that. You know, it's a little stiff for me. Let's see if there's something else we can do for them. Or, you know, big brother decides he wants to do it on his own, or he wants to do it anyway and include your name on it because he thinks it's something they would really enjoy. I mean, those are all options, you know, if he decides to take the weight for that. But to present somebody with a bill at the last minute that they thought you were being part of and you aren't, could have some serious financial repercussions.
Yeah, and everybody has the right to, I don't know, this is just such an obvious speak up first and, you know, and deal with it beforehand. I don't know. But the whole notion, some people are just not comfortable, I guess, speaking, you know, dealing with it until, you know, the time is right upon them.
Therein lies many challenges.
Right. What do you say, just to make it easier, if you don't like talking about these things, do you have a way to just put it that that is tactful, diplomatic, and you know, just gets you out of it?
You mean if you don't want to participate in the chipping in?
If you don't want, or if you can't, if you don't want to because you can't.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, I think it makes sense to be honest. Like, that's a little high for me, but I can send you $25. I can send you $50. You can do that.
Yeah.
There's no shame in that. And there shouldn't be any shame at the other end. Oh, everybody else is giving, you know, 300. It's like, well, I'm not in the 300 position.
Not in that bracket.
But
right,
I would
now
like to contribute something. You know, she's my friend too, and I would like to contribute something. So if you'll accept a contribution, this is what I'm able to send.
All right. I mean, again, this just seems this. I know that it's an issue because I had stories, but I just sort of think that it just being a teeny bit forthright. And the after the fact thing is probably, I'm just in thinking, I think the after the fact thing is worse. So and do ask for what the parameters are also. I think this is the fifth time we've used the word parameters.
Else you find yourself surprised. And there's no need to be. It's, you know, you should, if you want to contribute to, you know, whether it's a potluck or funeral flowers or a birthday present, retirement present, you should be able to do that without feeling uncomfortable. You know, it's the fact that you're contributing is a wonderful thing. And if you don't feel like contributing, because this is the other thing for these, like for office things where it's like, oh, I know, you know, so-and-so had a baby last month and so-and-so broke his leg and blah, 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 but we're asking you to contribute again. If you're tapped out, you know, just say, I gave it the office. Literally, I am tapped out and I just don't have any money right now. You know, or no extra for this, but I do wish him well.
Seems perfectly reasonable. Thank you very much, Karen Grigsby Bates. Do the right thing.
As I go off to write a check.
You've been listening to Do the Right Thing with Karen Grigsby Bates, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio.
Straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right. Straighten up and fly right. Cool down, Papa, don't you blow.
On the web, robinhoodradio.com.
All right.